I put mustard and ketchup and relish in the usual. And I put the hot dog up to my mouth, and somebody started screaming. I didn't know what was happening, so I looked at the someone screamed. He said no. I got the hot dogs up to my mouth again, and I was ready to bite, and screamed out loud. And it hit me. No, it couldn't be. And I looked down at the hot dog, and there was a face on it. I told him, look at the thing, he's got a face, and he's screaming. And the guy finally looked over at him, and he got on the same trip that I was doing. I was just hallucinating, so I put it in my mouth and bit down. To throw it on the ground and step on it.
I couldn't even go to Nick's funeral. On the funerals of all those people in the other corner. I had my last thing. So you see, towards the middle of our dining hospital, that also happened. I couldn't even go to Nick's funeral. On the funerals of all those people at the other corner. I said, I had my last thing.
Say penis.
Penis.
Louder.
Penis.
Give me another word for penis. Quick. Say penis.
Penis.
Louder. Say penis.
Penis.
Louder. Say penis.
Penis.
Say penis. Say penis. Say penis.
Penis.
Louder.
Penis.
Give me another word for penis. Quick. Say penis.
Penis.
Loud, Rod.
Dick.
Say penis.
Penis.
Rod.
Dick.
Say penis.
Penis.
Louder.
Penis.
Give me another word for penis. Quick.
It's not hard to get yourself into a conversation. A mention of a similar problem in connection with the record player. They are interested in that record player. They are interested in that shy guy. They know he's alive now.
Rod?
Dick.
It's not hard to fit yourself into a conversation.
Say penis. Say penis.
It's not hard to fit yourself into a conversation.
Say penis.
Rod?
Say penis.
It's not hard to fit yourself into a conversation. A mention of a similar problem in connection with the record player. They are interested in that record player. They are interested in that shy guy. They know he's alive now. And strangely enough, he's just discovered that they're alive.
So relaxed. You don't hear nothing but my voice. Nothing but my voice. Sleep. Just relax and sleep. Deeper than sleep. You're so relaxed. So relaxed. So relaxed.
What do you think you're doing?
You're so relaxed. You don't hear nothing but my voice. Nothing but my voice. Sleep.
Yeah.
Just relax and sleep. Deep into sleep.
Yeah.
You're so relaxed. So relaxed. So relaxed. You're so relaxed. You don't hear nothing but my voice.
Nothing but my
sleep.
What's that
just
day?
Relax and sleep.
Television?
Deep into sleep.
You're
so relaxed. So relaxed.
Murder. I'm also here, Gene. Dave, yours is really just something.
Well, thank you.
Now, Mike, set her up. All girls want to be on television, so Mike puts a real casual front on. He doesn't want this girl to think she's going to get on television too easily.
Well, I don't want to hold you up. I'm sure you're very busy. Why don't you tell me the name of your beauty parlor? I can go by there and see if I can find someone there who's got some spare time.
I got some spare time.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm
sorry. Oh, this is a real imposition. Why not?
Now Mike's careful not to get too casual and lose her. He gives her just enough slack and sets the phone.
You know, I was just on a shot about a few things. He can win.
You know, I'd never be able to find such perfect characters as any beauty parlor.
But I walked and said it myself.
You do?
Yes.
Thank you.
You should hear her on the phone.
I have. But what worries me even more is the way she goes out dancing in these juke joints. She's got nothing in the head but boys, boys, boys.
Alan, I'm worried about her. She's getting so silly over boys. You should hear her on the phone.
Nothing destroys the charm of a meal more quickly. Nothing destroys the charm of a meal more
quickly. Say penis. Yes. Louder.
Yes.
Sometimes chaos is preferable because the unlikely can occur. In fact, sometimes chaos is preferable because the unlikely can occur. In fact, sometimes chaos is preferable.
Are you all of us? The dog, Jeff. Stop being afraid.
What's going on here?
Saying money's the only answer. I'm just saying, in this culture, in this time, if you had a choice between having it or not having it, why not go for it and have it too? Why not use your money as a powerful tool for positive influence in the people's lives you care about as well as your own, and enjoy having it? Get off the guilt trips that will stop you in the past. It is that sense of guilt that if you have more money than somebody else, what if you made more money than your father? Oh my gosh. God, what would that be? It's that kind of thing, those negative associations that are keeping you from what you want. So if you do not have all the money you want in your life, you associate more pain to having more money than that than not having it. It's that simple. I'm not saying money's the only answer. I'm just saying, in this culture, in this time, if you had a choice between having it or not having it, why not go for it and have it too? Why not use your money as a powerful tool for positive influence in the people's lives you care about as well as your own, and enjoy having it?